This week, WKNO explores different facets of beauty and ugliness in Memphis in our series, City of Grit. Could Memphis regain its national reputation for civic beauty? Reporter Christopher Blank says that history may hold the key to tackling the modern challenges of urban blight.
Welcome to the great city of Memphis, the nation's cleanest city. A rapidly growing.
You heard that right. The nation's cleanest city. Filmmaker and historian Willie Bearden says the credit goes to a powerful mayor.
Crump really made things happen.
Edward Hull Crump. In 1930, the ugliest part of Memphis was the riverfront. It was a dump, literally. And one fateful day,
he was standing behind the Cossett Library on Front Street and looking down there and saw that Illinois Central train. And it probably just hit him like a bolt of lightning. What do these people think of us? This is ugly.
To solve the problem, Crump launched the Memphis City Beautiful Commission, the first of its kind in the nation. He also enlisted garden clubs and arts societies.
Everybody took part in these things.
More than 80 years later, Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland is having his Crump moment.
When I go to neighborhood meetings and someone says, we need to clean up blight, that's my responsibility.
The city's Blight Elimination Charter is one of the most comprehensive cleanup plans in decades. It also relies on participation.
We have to partner up with nonprofits, private parties, other governments.
But Strickland's task is much larger than Crump's. The very definition of blight has changed since this 1970s ad campaign.
People start pollution. People can stop it.
Litter pollution? That's easy. But pollution left by the banking industry? You need lawyers and bulldozers for that. After the subprime mortgage crisis of 2007, millions of Americans abandoned their homes.
What we saw was kind of a rippling effect.
Cecile Carson, Vice President of Litter and Affiliate Relations for Keep America Beautiful, says that the decay and abandonment once associated with inner cities was suddenly everywhere.
It becomes connected to the sense of place where we all live.
Which is why housing experts like Dan Immerglock of Georgia Tech have pointed big cities down new roads of blight reduction.
We're really talking about vacant, physically distressed buildings.
That makes this idea of a clean Memphis complicated, because cleaning up some communities could also mean radically changing them.
I don't think the answer to fighting blight is destroying buildings.
Orange Mound resident Mary Mitchell says that rediscovering Memphis beauty should start with reigniting an interest in beauty itself. That's what brought Linda Steele to Orange Mound. The director for community engagement at Arts Memphis wanted to connect arts funding to the real stakeholders who benefit from it.
We really need the community to be a major part of identifying the solutions.
Luella Marshall had a simple solution for the litter problem in Orange Mound: garbage cans. Pedestrians had no place to put trash. She asked Arts Memphis for a grant. Now, brightly painted garbage cans, or art cans as they're called, encourage cleaner streets. But Marshall didn't foresee a barrier between city and citizen. She and her husband have to empty those garbage cans themselves.
I gotta do what I have to do.
Mary Mitchell says that a renaissance of Memphis beauty is possible.
What Luella is doing is an evolution of a process that began in the 1930s, right here by that Mayor E.H. Crump.
But this time, the city and its people are exploring different avenues to get there. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.
Tune in this time tomorrow for part three of our series, City of Grit. Follow our series on the web at WKNOFM.org.